What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode where in this episode I'm out walking dogs again. So, if you listen before, the usual, trying to kill two birds with one stone by doing a bit of work, getting some steps in and walking the dogs. So we could get interrupted, but anyway, let's crack on with this. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about probably one of the biggest reasons why people struggle to lose weight, why they struggle to get to the result they're really wanting to get to, and why you kind of find yourself in this dieting yo-yo cycle. And this is something that most of my clients struggle with when they come to me, and it's one of the biggest things that we work on moving forwards to help them get to their result. And it is this constant over-dramatization of insignificant mistakes and this kind of expectation to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, if it's not going to the exact plan, that everything just needs to go out the window. That is why people never really seem to get to where they want to go. Okay, like as an example, right? I did my first workout yesterday for 2 weeks, maybe even a little bit longer than 2 weeks, which is probably the longest time that there's been a gap in between me exercising, right? And the reason for that is daughter went to school first couple of weeks back, came back with a temperature, pretty convinced that she brought home like COVID or something very similar. We came down with it. I seemed to suffer really bad, that stereotypical man flu. Let's not get into that one. And for it took me like 2, 3 days of pretty much being in bed. Then eventually sort of had to get back to work because, running your own business, you don't really like it's just stressful when you're ill. Then for the rest of that week, like up and down, feeling like crap still, but having to get on with normal everyday things. By this point, the kids were better, so it was having to take them to school, having to, still work, stuff like that. And then moved into week two, was feeling a lot better from a, like, was definitely feeling better, but you could probably still hear it in my voice now. Then had like cold cough and like this chesty cough that just like hasn't gone away. And it probably over the past 2 days has got better, but still like rather phlegmy and everything. So like all of last week again, I just thought I could do a workout probably. Like times of the day, I was like, yeah, I feel like I could work out. Want to do a workout, missed working out. And then like just thought, God, the thought of doing a workout, my body just doesn't have that energy right now. And actually, I'm not feeling 100%, so then it doesn't make sense to run my body into the ground with a workout and expect it to be able to recover from both those things. So it's just like giving it more time to rest and relax. Now, yesterday I did my first workout in like a couple of weeks. Still didn't feel like 100%, did a relatively easy workout, lots of rest times, listened to my body, didn't push myself as hard as I normally would with the weights or anything like that. But just thought I want to get the body moving again, get the sweat on. Sometimes when it feels good to get a bit of a sweat on and get tired again from a more physical standpoint. And again today, I think I'm probably going to do another workout. Again, not pushing it how I would push it when I'm feeling 100%, but just do something, get the body moving, get back into that routine. But my point being, look, those 2 weeks, I could over dramatize them, be like, oh God, I've lost all of my strength, all of my stamina, da da da. And yesterday in the gym, I did feel weaker. I did some pull-ups and was like, God, I feel like about 10 ton heavier and I can't do as many pull-ups as I could before. I wasn't feeling great. And I could spin into a negative mindset and then stop, not go back to do another workout for weeks again, because I feel so crap about how that workout felt. And the fact that I feel like maybe I've gone backwards. And it's like, you know, that workout didn't feel great and I didn't feel that strong because my body has only just been recovering from something. And it's like, this is 2 weeks. That's probably the longest break in exercise I've had in 10 years. 2 weeks of not doing exercise is not going to destroy 10 years of consistency. And again, over those 10 years, I would have had a week where I wasn't well, or a few days, or I just didn't exercise as much as I wanted to, or things weren't as optimal. But the difference was, I was consistently doing something over those 10 years and not over dramatizing when things can't be perfect and the plan can't be perfect and I didn't stick to the exact workouts that I wanted to stick to, or do them on the exact days I wanted to, or I didn't do four workouts this week, I only did one, so what's the point, I may as well give up. It's like, something is always better than nothing. I say this all the time to clients, is doing something is always going to get you closer to your goal than doing nothing at all. Yesterday, at the first opportunity when I felt a bit better, and it was a Saturday, I had work in the morning, but it was a quieter day. Still feel like I had plenty of energy. I thought, I'm going to do a workout today. Today, Sunday, haven't had work today. Don't, the family are away, so I'm actually on my own. Had a nice line this morning. It's like, okay, feel like I'm going to have enough energy again to do a little workout. And then get back into the swing of things. This week, I'm not necessarily expecting to go back to, right now I'm going to be hitting six workouts this week. It's like, no, my body's probably still catching up and recovering a little bit, but it's getting back into the swing of things. And it's not deciding, because I had 2 weeks off, I'm a failure, I've lost everything, so what's the point? And then not doing any exercise for like 8 weeks, purely because of the mindset I've adopted just from that 2 weeks. And it's the same with people's diets. I had a client this week, she didn't do a check-in. Okay, sometimes that happens. We communicate that and we're like, okay, we'll have a good catch up, and they'll say to me, oh, I'm gonna do a check-in next week because I feel like I've got enough to get on with. I'm in a good place, in a good zone. But sometimes when a client doesn't do their check-in, you know something's going on here. They have gone off track somehow. They quite often feel guilty about it, so they don't want to tell you. They quite often feel like a failure, so they don't want to tell you. But I always stress to clients that actually those are the most important weeks to do your check-ins, because when everything's going great, when everything's going fine, it's not really that much advice that I can give you. When things aren't going great, when things aren't going fine, that's when the coaching really helps. And it's because after I had a little catch up with that client, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Had a great week the week before. We'd arranged new calorie targets, set out some new structure with things. That week went really well. Then the weekend came along, went okay. Then that week came along, she said that her daughter was off school, sick. And then she consumed over her calories on that first day, over the calorie targets that we'd set. Over-dramatized it, felt like a failure, felt like the week had already got off to a bad start. allowed that week to continue on that negative spectrum. Didn't do a check-in because she was embarrassed, didn't want to tell me about it, felt like a failure. When I reached out to her and said, I haven't received a check-in this week, this when she explained all this to me, and then pulled her back around and said, look, these things happen. We're not expecting you to be perfect. How we react in those moments is the make or break of a diet. And the reason that a lot of people don't succeed with their diets is because of those scenarios and because they're dieting on their own. They haven't got a coach, they haven't got support. They're literally trying something that they've tried time and time and time and time again. The same things keep happening that keep tripping them up. Because ultimately, it's easy to stick to a diet when life is going swimmingly, getting plenty of sleep, you're not overly busy at work, you haven't got any stresses from money or kids, or, you know, everything is going fine. There's no family members that are sick or anything like that. It's easy to stick to your diet when that's going well. But it's when life happens that things become a bit more tricky. Kid off school, crazy busy at work, not in necessarily a bad way, but just this week I've got a mega busy week at work. Some other stresses, relationship problems, whatever, you name it, life happens. And then this is normally when people's diets suffer and they have that bad day. You know, I had this day which planned on being really good, and then this happened and that happened, and by the end of the day I ended up going over my calorie target, and now I feel terrible about it and feel like a failure because last week was going so well, this week I've started it this way, and now like I've just allowed it to spiral. And it's like, that is the reason why a lot of the time people fail. And that is why having a coach, me checking in on that person, reaching out to them, intervening in that moment, because they now might have allowed that to spiral out of control for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, longer, given up on their diet. Those are the reasons why people don't get to their results. When in actual fact, it's like, okay, you went over your calories that day. No big deal. The majority of the time, you've been sticking to everything you need to stick to. Today, your daughter was off school, likely you didn't plan, and that's kind of thrown today's plan out the window. But what can we do for the rest of the week to allow you to get back on track? Forget today. You went over your calories by 500 calories because you decided to have a dairy milk bar in the evening or something. Doesn't matter. Let's not change how you're going to eat tomorrow and try and gain back those 500 calories. Let's not go down that rabbit hole of like punishing yourself for the bad decisions you made. Let's just see what we can do to get you back on track with where you need to be. What went wrong yesterday? Okay. How can we stop that from happening again today and for the rest of the week? You know, can we change our plan a little bit? Maybe, you know, this week's going to be really that tough, let's not put the pressure on you of trying to squeeze in 3 workouts. Maybe let's skip the workouts, or maybe you're not going to be able to get out and do your steps. That's fine, but we can still take control from the diet side of things. Let's make a plan for the next few days. What we're going to eat, breakfast, lunch and dinner. You know, do we need to change that to make things more simple because you've got a lot on? It's about looking at the scenario and going, okay, that's in isolation. That one day of going over your calories really isn't that bad. It's going to happen. Like that happens with me. Again, over these past 2 weeks, missing those workouts, my food consumption has not been great. But in general, before that, for the 3-4 months leading up to that, my diet was pretty good with the odd not so great day. I've had 2 weeks of it not being great because, again, feel a bit like crap, feel a bit all out of whack with normal routine. You know, you want to eat certain foods because you just like, I just want something that's just going to feel like it's going to fill me up, give me loads of energy, and not eating like certain foods that I'd normally eat all the time. I was like, oh, I don't really feel like eating that. Like I'm looking at it and it's almost making my stomach churn. But it's like, that's just 2 weeks. Okay, it's not going to make that much of a difference in the grand scheme of things, as long as I get back on track with how things I know things need to be as soon as I feel like I can. It's over-dramatizing that one thing that leads to the bigger issue, that leads to then the weeks and months of self-sabotage you didn't need to do. And that's how we've drawn that client now back on track with things. Whereas before, maybe when she didn't have that support, she literally would have just let that continue to spiral. What then often happens is if someone has lost weight up until that point, and then they have this thing happen that sends them off track, they allow things to spiral so much that they regain all of the weight that they lost. Whereas with my clients, it's like, okay, we have phases where things are going well. We're in the zone. Let's push towards that weight loss. Something comes up. Oh, by the way, Johnny, I'm going to be traveling for work for the next couple of weeks. Not really going to have access to gyms. Food are going to be sort of limited in how much of I am in control of that, because I'm eating in hotels and I'm going to be taking clients out for meals and da 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 da. Okay, so let's look at these next 2 weeks and take it back to more a level where we just kind of maintain where we're at. Maybe you might lose a bit of weight if you're lucky, but let's just maintain and make sure that we don't go backwards and start to gain weight. Let's just maintain where we're at, be comfortable with it, and be like, look, this is just for these next couple of weeks because things are just crazy. But if I can kind of maintain where I'm at, then when I get back from that traveling for a couple of weeks, and or, you know, when I get back from the kids being off school for a couple of weeks or whatever it may be, whatever that scenario is, I can then push towards the weight loss again for the next 6 weeks. Then I've got school holidays again. So it's going to make things a bit more tricky because now all of a sudden I've got three kids at home and I've got a job to try and do around that as well. Okay, well, there's another phase where we go, right, let's just be happy with where we're at and let's just try and maintain. Let's not try and slip backwards. As long as we hover around where we're at when we're still moving forwards, because then once the kids go back, we go back into pushing for things again to try and lose weight. And you kind of just work like this through your year. And that's how you get to the results. Because at no point have you done anything drastic that takes you backwards. Because you've just looked at things and thought of solutions rather than this needs to be perfect. This isn't how things are supposed to be going. And then going completely backwards and completely going off the rails. It's just traveling through the year, looking at these obstacles, going, I didn't plan on being sick for 2 weeks. But if I can kind of hover around where I'm currently at, then as soon as I feel better, I can start pushing towards where I want to be again. This has been a bit of a longer podcast episode, but hopefully it's got the point across. Stop over-dramatizing small things. You set yourself a goal of doing 10,000 steps every day. One day you did 1,000. That doesn't all of a sudden mean won't bother going out for a walk for the rest of the week because what's the point? Didn't do it yesterday. Well, there is a point because your results are determined by what you do on average most of the time. And if on average most of the time you are sticking to the things you need to be doing, then you're going to get to your results. The time might be varied on each, depending on each individual, depending on how much time, how many times there's progress is at a more steady state and how much they're pushing forwards. Like I said, this is a hugely common thing. But the problem is a lot of the time it's like a mental barrier with people. That, to be honest, if you're trying to do it on your own, you might always struggle with it. And that might be the reason why you need to reach out to someone like me and we help you through the process of losing weight. And we get you to where you want to be and we work on that mindset around diet and all those things that normally slip you up. We find the solutions to, we find the answers to those problems. If you do need any help, head to the show notes. My email address is there. Instagram, reach out, pop me a DM. and let's have a little chat about your problems, what you're struggling with, and I'll see if I can help. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll catch up with you in the next one.